Hey friend, welcome back to the fifth season of the Life on Purpose podcast. I'm your host, Amy Debrick, and this podcast is dedicated to helping women live with courage instead of fear. These conversations are meant to offer insight, encouragement, and hope to help you move ahead in your next brave step. I pray that each conversation or coaching tip will get you that much closer to living the life on purpose God has for you. For additional encouragement and community, be sure to go to my website at amydebrick.com and sign up to receive free resources and weekly inspiration in your inbox. Also, be sure to grab a copy of my book, Embolden. This is an encouragement journal I co-wrote with my oldest daughter, Blair, and is the great first step to learning how to be brave. If you're looking for some in-person events, we've just released the dates for this year's Focus Retreat. This Christian women's event is the perfect place to escape from distractions and focus on the things that matter most to you. Last year, we had entrepreneurs, coaches, businesswomen, and thought leaders from all around the world. It's an incredible opportunity to connect with like-minded women, and if this is something you might be interested in or want to learn more about, just go to thefocusretreat.com. And finally, if you're looking to host an event with your own people, the Lake House Retreat still has some dates open for 2024, so be sure to contact me for more information. Now with that, let's dive into today's episode. I hope you enjoy. Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Life on Purpose podcast. I am so excited to bring back Jackie today. Jackie and I were just talking a little bit beforehand. It's been, I can't believe what, a couple of years since you and I left.
Almost 2 years.
Yeah. Almost 2 years having a conversation. So it's always good. I actually like revisiting conversations that I've had and just the different season that we're in at that time. You know, we're having a conversation about one thing and then years later and things happen and life goes on. And then we're talking about something else that's relevant at that time. But regardless, it's always going to be relevant to a woman listening, right? Because we're all in changing seasons constantly. So I want to welcome you on today, first off.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor to be on your podcast and to be able to speak to all of your listeners today. Hi, everyone.
Yeah, so Jackie, first share a little bit about, you have your podcast and I'll let you talk a little bit about that, but that's kind of just your like side passion. I mean, you're a full-time teacher. So talk a little bit about your family, just reminding people who you are and what you're doing.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. So hi, everyone. My name is Jackie Brindle. And yes, I'm the host of the Be Encouraged podcast. I'm an encourager by nature, but I'm also a school teacher, elementary school teacher. I teach fourth grade and I have three kids. Ava, Ella, and Luke. My oldest is 17. My middle is just turned 14. Actually, my oldest will be 17 in a month. So it's basically like, yeah, she's 17. So 17 going on like 27. You know how that goes. And so then my son, Luke, he is 8. So we have that, you know, high school, middle school, and elementary school age kind of toggling between all of them and all the different sports and, you know, schedules. And if you're a mom and you get that, I mean, hey, we're just trying to divide and conquer here. My husband and I, Grant and I have been married for 16 years. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's where we're at. I live in Pennsylvania, right outside of like Allentown, Lehigh Valley area. So if you're familiar, that's a really up and coming area as well. But yeah, so that's where I'm from and where I'm at and what I'm doing.
I love the divide and conquer. I remember those days. Those days like they were yesterday. And I feel like it. You're never aging out of parenting, right? I mean, my 3 year, my daughter's 25, my oldest, my two boys are 23 and 21. And then my youngest is a senior. She just turned 18. So I was laughing when you're like, you know, 17 going on 27, but it is. It's such a full time in your life. And especially I remember the days when it would be that stretch of all. I remember 1 year we had everybody, one in elementary, one in middle school and one in high school. Right. And just how busy that season of life is because there's just an added mix of schools and then you're running and all of the things, plus just doing normal life. So yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah. What's normal, right?
Right. Exactly. Whatever's normal is what you're living in right now. That's normal. Yeah. Sure. Today I wanted to talk to you because you are an encourager. And one of the things that I think a lot of times women get discouraged in is the season of waiting.
And, you know, we hear a lot about, you know, being in a season of waiting and what that can look like. But I know you've got some really great things to share and offer women, how they can be, find themselves unstuck in that season of waiting and really find encouragement and hope. So what, before we really dig into that though, I want to ask you, was there a period lately in your life where you felt like you were in the season of waiting, or is this just something that you've been hearing from women in, whether it's in your teaching environment or on your podcast? Where did this season of waiting feel like it was important to you to share about it now?
Sure. No, I love that. I love that question that you're starting off with that. It's a great segue into the things that I've learned, because I think going back in my life, the waiting season was the hardest season of my life. Mm-hmm. And because I feel like now I can wait well, although it's not ever easy, I can wait well because I've seen what it's like to try and wait and fit a square peg in a circle hole, and it doesn't work. And there's just certain things that I've extracted from it, from that season of life. And I'll even just pedal back further with you, Amy. So like I said, early on, I was a teacher. I'm a teacher now. But back in 2007, that was a really big year for me. And that's where like my faith chapter really began to dive a little bit deeper and owning my own faith and who I was. And in 2007, not only did I get married. Oh, let me put this in order for you. So I went back my senior year of college, found out I was pregnant, and then finished my student teaching and had Ava, and then graduated from college, and then married my husband, and then bought our first house. Like everything happened in like 2007, and everything kind of happened out of order, you know? So it really set the stage for, you know, to deepen my faith and find that foundation of who I am in Christ and what Christ says about me, and to really own, to own it. Cause you know, sometimes you have to, you're walking along, you're going through the motions, and you kind of, you know, wonder what do I believe, you know? And I think that really is the foundation, especially when you're in the waiting period of, you know, what are you hanging on to? What is your belief system? And I gotta tell you, it really shook me up, you know, being unexpectedly pregnant in my senior year of college. And I think that has forever changed me, because I really had to learn the character of God. And I learned firsthand how, you know, he calls us, you know, we're all chosen, we're all blessed, because we are his, and he knits us together. And he has this plan from the very beginning, before my daughter was formed, before we were formed, you know, Aim, and before your kids were formed, he had this predestined plan for you listening today, for your children, for your legacy. And it's just really cool to think about, like, the one who created the earth divinely cares about all the details in your life, even you in the waiting period. So at that point in my life, I felt like everyone was shuffling ahead in the race. The gun of the star, you know, race had gone off, and everyone was out the gate first thing. And I was like, wait, I'm stuck. I'm in the mud. This is not what I expected. And I just felt like I was going a direction that not everyone else was going. So it put me back when I wanted to become a teacher and really follow that after college. It took a while. You know, I stayed home with Ava a while, and to kind of rev up the engine to get my feet wet in the schools, it took a little bit of time, and it took a lot of substituting, took a lot of waiting. And it opened doors, closed doors, and it was a constant. And I even wound up teaching in a small private school, just took whatever I could, you know, but it really grew me. At first I was like, oh Lord, why am I here? Like, everyone's in a public school. And it was during the recession, so everyone from the public school was getting laid off here and or furloughed. And it just was like a, you know, kind of a God protecting me type thing, mm-hmm. and putting me in that private school. And then when that door had closed and the school had closed due to the recession and all that, it put me at home, which was okay, because I was on to my second baby and, you know, living mm-hmm. life and wanting to take care of my kids at home at that point. And then it felt like the waiting again. Okay, well, Lord, what's the next step? What's the next door? And I just wanted things to come quickly, because it seemed like everyone else's door was opening, and I was like, okay, but where's mine, you know? But God is so faithful, because every door closed and every door opened was a relationship I forged, and it brought me closer to Jesus. It just, it was just so cool how the Lord built a foundation in every waiting season, in every waiting room I've ever sat in, so to speak, metaphorically, you know, where I thought, Lord, what are we doing here? And he was like, it's okay. Because in the waiting, when I look back, and, you know, we always have 20/20 in hindsight, I realize that there's the preparation. And it's something you don't see in the waiting. You want your number to be called right away, right? Like you want to get to that end goal right away. And the Lord doesn't necessarily work like that. He has his own timeline. And sometimes it can be annoying. You're like, wait, hold on. I pictured it this way and it's not going this way. Why? Because the Lord has a better plan. And I think sometimes we get stuck in that, Amy. You know, we get stuck in the picture that we present to ourselves and to what we think God's speaking to us. And yes, God places those desires in our hearts. But what I'm learning, or what I have learned, is in those waiting periods, I have to have a positive attitude or he's going to make me wait longer. You know what I mean? And it wasn't till... you know, and it took me through different, like I said, open doors, closed doors. And then finally I gotten through the gamut of interviews. And, you know, this was like a 7-year period span of from when Life Academy closed, the one school I worked for, maybe it was 6. And I was like, okay, am I ever going to get a job, you know? And the door opened and I was there for 7 years. And I remember that one day that I had the interview, a friend of mine who I did long-term sub positions for was outside a local cafe. And I said, hey, what are you doing? I explained to her. I was like, oh, I just went on an interview. It's like second round. It's so exhausting when you're in the waiting. Cause let me tell you, it can get really exhausting and tired. And you second guess yourself all the time. And you know, am I enough? Is this enough? Is this the road I'm supposed to go on? And you just have all these questions. I'm sure if you've been in the waiting, you know, those questions, they just don't sit right. You know?
Right.
And I remember she said, Jackie, just have faith. Have faith. Walk this out knowing who God is. He's never failed you yet. Like, look at all the things that you've been able to accomplish. Look at all the things, people you've met, and the things that you've been able to do with your babies and be home with them and have moments and pockets of life where, you know, you could do that. And she's like, you know, remember to have faith. Don't lose it. Just don't lose it. And that was exact words I needed in that moment, because in the waiting, you can lose sight that it's by faith that you'll get to where God needs you to go. And I think that's my short version of it. And now when I'm in that waiting period, I don't want to strive in my own strength. I want to cease striving. I want to stop, halt, think about what God has said. Don't fear. You know, he's given us what? A spirit of, you know, not to... timidity, to be fearful, but to have power and love, and to have a spirit of power and love, and to have a spirit of self-discipline. And, you know, that 2 Timothy 1:7, you know, and I think about Psalm 46, you know, where it says, you know, cease striving, or maybe it's 40:10, but, you know, be still and know that he is God. Ephesians 6:10, we also can land right there and know that he has finally, brothers and sisters, he's got vast strength for us. You know, when you feel like you're striving your own strength, pause for a second. Can I tell you, it's like the best thing you can do. Maybe even talk with a friend. I'm sure, Amy, you know, right? Friends can be the very thing that can help you through that time and help you kind of pause and see the bigger picture that maybe you don't see yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so many things I was jotting notes down while you're talking to unpack a little bit. The first being when you're talking about basically iron sharpens iron. When I think about the woman who kind of spoke that encouragement into you, which was what, like you said, you know, I needed to hear that right at that time. Well, I think sometimes we also, when we are taking that intentional pause and paying attention to it, it's when we can pay attention and recognize, okay, God is sending this person to me for a reason. I think a lot of times when we are trying to, like you said, fit that, I always use it like a puzzle, you know, jamming the pieces in the wrong places because we're in such a sprint to get somewhere when actually that might not even be the puzzle for us. We may like the puzzle. We may have picked the puzzle, but God maybe has an entirely different puzzle for us that, you know, which is our own life. And so I think sometimes though, when we are rushing and we're forcing our own will on things, we miss some of these little signs from God and the people that he sends our way to offer these words of encouragement. And I, even like today, like, so when we release this episode, there is going to be that woman who needed to hear your story. And so, you know, the prayer is that she's going to be in that pause when she hears what you have to say, because that's the encouragement that you want to get across. You know, sometimes we're quick to, you know, throw the AirPods in and go for a power walk, and you're multitasking on your phone and you're thinking you're listening to something, but you're really not. You're kind of just going through the motions. So I really hope that when you tune into this episode, you put everything else down, like actually take a minute and listen to Jackie's message, to what she's trying to say, because we all have pieces of your story, right? We can all relate to what those, everybody has a unique story, but we've all experienced some type of a waiting season, what that looks like, a plan that we wouldn't have picked for ourselves, but God had for us. There was a purpose there, a reason for it. And also the other thing that I wanted to just mention that I think is really important is you recognizing at a young age. And for me, I don't know how old you were in this moment, but for me, it was, I would say my mid-20s in mine. And typically that kind of, these kind of epiphanies come after some major event in your life. And for me, it was two major losses. For you, maybe it was, you know, like you said, everything happening in that one in 2007, the pregnancy, the marriage, the home, all of it, right? But your faith not being your own, and realizing that you've just into adulthood now, not intentionally, but you've carried, I call it riding on the coattails of your parents' faith. So you had this faith growing up, you've really done nothing to nurture it, to make it your own. And then all of a sudden life happens, hard life happens. And you're like, wow, my foundation couldn't be any weaker. And so recognizing that though, and doing something about it, are really two different things. And so I love the second step and how you were, you know, made it your own and what that looked like in the process. It's a process. It's not an overnight, like, okay, yeah, you know, I need to, it's a process. It's a trust. Like you said, things were high, things were low. That's how life is. But it's the constant that you make that choice. Okay, I'm going to trust God in all of it, right? When the roller coaster is up high and when it's low, it doesn't matter. And that's when it starts to become our own. And that's when we start having that personal relationship and really understanding what that means, is that he's always the constant, regardless of all the different changes and directions that life takes us. So I really love that you mentioned that, because it's not often that people have that number one awareness of it, and even recognize it, verbalize it, and say, you know, my faith wasn't my own. And I, you know, didn't even realize it at that point, but then also taking the second step to really do something about it and foster that relationship.
Oh, it's good. It's good. It's like, when I look back, it's just the obedience, you know, because God is so faithful. He's so faithful to be a friend. And I remember, you know, being very alone during those college years, everyone's going out doing their thing. And I'm home pregnant. And
yeah,
you know, when you look back and I think about it, and I think about where we are now, I couldn't see the big picture, like you said. And now I see where God was taking me. I see how he forged a story. I see where I loosened my grip and how it allowed God to take the pen from me and say, okay, we're going to write this together. And I think that's what the waiting, if we're willing to surrender, if we're willing to cry out, if we're willing to consecrate ourselves and devote ourselves to him, what he will do with that. Like, you know, it's a jar of clay. You can't do it if you're hardened. You can do it if you're pliable. So I think I just encourage you to, like, surrender, hold the pen loosely in your hand, hold the picture that you're holding in your mind of what you think and what timeline you have in your mind, hold it loosely. And be grateful, be grateful. You can always be grateful. We always hear that everywhere, but truly we can be grateful. And it, you know, we serve a God who is worthy, no matter where we face, no matter what our timeline looks like. You know, we can always pause, like you said, and remind ourselves who we serve. We serve a God who is faithful, who is honorable, who we just dwell in the shadow of the Almighty, like Psalm 91 says. Mm-hmm. You know, we are his. And when we know that, like when we know that, and it's a process to believe. It's a process to believe. And then, of course, to receive. That's something I talk about on my podcast. It's to believe. You know, you have to build that foundation of, you know, And that comes with surrendering. That comes with getting into the word. It comes with battling up with, you know what? God says he has good plans in Jeremiah 29:11. He has plans for me and they're not to harm me. I know what this picture looks like, but it's not. Whether I'm waiting for my next job, we're waiting for the promotion, I'm waiting for my kids to mature at this level or whatever it might be, or waiting on whatever your heart is going through, whatever situations, I don't know. But I do know that God has said it's going to be good. And I believe that because he says that. And his word is true. It's not infallible. It's not a lie. It's the truth. And we can lay it down and trust him with everything we have, all of it. And I've seen it in my life. You know, those weren't easy years. And because of that, I've seen his faithfulness. So now as I build up and I see how God has led me through the waiting, he's led me through a wilderness. I don't wait well, very, at least, you know, not in
Do
traffic
any
or
of us,
online.
Jackie, do any of us really wait well?
No, it's so hard. It's so hard. But when you know who you're serving, you change, it changes your life. It changes it. It changes your perspective.
Well, I could talk to you all day about this topic because surrender is my thing and it's yours as well. And so it's always nice to talk to somebody who can completely understand and relate to that. And I also want to thank you for just speaking life and encouragement into the woman who needs to hear this message today. But before we wrap up, I would love to have women stay in touch with you. Talk about your podcast. I mean, for women looking for regular encouragement and any resources that can really bring them back to you, I would love for you to share.
Oh my goodness, absolutely. So, the Be Encouraged podcast, you can find it anywhere on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, any platform you listen to podcasts on. Go ahead and download it, subscribe. I'd love to hear from you as well. I'll send you my Linktree, links there so that you can find my website as well. And I'm also looking to further speak encouragement at events. So if you're thinking about that, go head over to the website and fill out a form. And I'd love to be on your show or wherever you might find me. And I would just love to, I loved this so much, Amy. Thank you so much. And again, I'll send you the link so you can find more about the Be Encouraged podcast. And thank everyone for listening and of course, be encouraged.
Being encouraged never ages out. And so there's always something that's going on. Even when we're in a great season of life, I think learning how to wait well is something that we can always be fine-tuning. So I appreciate you talking with everybody today, with me especially. It's so great to see you.
Thank you so much.
Well, friends, that's it for us today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please consider rating, reviewing, or subscribing to the Life on Purpose podcast. I'll see you back here next week, but in the meantime, don't forget to live your life on purpose. God bless.